your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT, is an experimental technique and is not meant to replace appropriate medical treatment or psychological and mental health counseling. The opinions expressed here are those of the host, Carol Look, and her guests.
Welcome to Attracting Abundance, the energy of success with your host, Carol Look. Now, showing you how you can use your energy and vibrations to change your life for the better, here's your host, Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Look of www.carollook.com, and please check out my website for my free Attracting Abundance newsletter and my ebook Attracting Abundance and some live classes that I have coming up in Hilton Head and in Dallas. I am thrilled today, and I'm very grateful that Dr. Joe, Mr. Fire Vitale, has agreed to be interviewed on this show. He has an incredibly busy schedule, so this is quite a feat for me to get him, and I'm also grateful that as part of my homework to be a good interviewer, I reread his book, The Attractor Factor, so that I could ask him intelligent questions, or at least the right questions, and I'm so delighted I did that because it was exciting the second time around as well. So I'm delighted to invite and to introduce Joe Vitale. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. What a nice introduction. I'm pleased and honored to be here. I'm flattered. Thank you, Carol.
I'm so glad you are. And people refer to you as the internet celebrity, a marketing genius, a PR guru, and it's
Keep
all
talking.
True.
I like what you're saying. Keep it going.
It's all true. One of the things that I love about your website, everyone can go, if anyone has not heard of Joe Vitale, that would shock me, but that's okay. Please go to his website, www.mrfire.com. Is that right, Joe? That's the
Yeah.
And you will find so much. What I love about your website and your work is the generosity. Mm. So you're not squeaking pennies out of people and dollars out of people. You offer one thing after another, and you offer them techniques to get better themselves and to get successful themselves. You are totally in it with us, and that's what I love.
Well, thank you. Anybody going to MrFire.com better pack a lunch, because there's so much content there, articles and book excerpts and this, that, and the other, that you'll be there for quite some time.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, the main focus of our interview today is the book, The Attractor Factor, which is really what you say, a spiritual formula for success that never fails.
And, that's true.
You know, it's so cool because people read that line in the book, a spiritual formula for success that never fails, but some of them still don't follow the formula.
Yeah.
And you have laid it out in this bestseller, by the way, everyone listening, another bestseller by Joe, The Attractor Factor. You've laid it out so simply, but I know that some people still have trouble, but it's there. We all have this attractor factor in us. It's there.
Yeah, it's already at work, actually. We are attracting right now, most of us unconsciously, maybe not so much your listeners because they're probably more aware than others, but we are all on one level or another a magnet, and everything around us has been attracted to us because of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all a matter of waking up and changing that inner vibe so that the attractor factor is pulling more of what you consciously prefer rather than what you are unconsciously getting.
Right. There's no way you can't be attracting. In other words, you say in the book, what you see in your life is an outpicturing of your consciousness.
Yeah, and that's such a profound statement. I love it, but I know that a lot of people hearing it for the first time are like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But yeah, everything that you're seeing on the outside is this outpicturing of what's already being created and pulled to you from the inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us are into blame, and it is really easy to blame everything that's going on in your life on the way your parents brought you up or the way your spouse or your loved ones are treating you or on the president or on the terrorist or on the economy. It's so easy to point fingers. And I'm saying, you have to take 100% responsibility for everything in your life. And that is the biggest pill to swallow. Yet when you do accept it, that's when you take on the power of a type of God. You become the God of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's where real power is. It's a big concept to grasp, but once you start wearing it around for a little bit, you start thinking, wow, I could change my life to be virtually anything you want it to be.
In a very short amount of time.
Absolutely. I find that you can accelerate this process almost beyond what you currently believe. And the real key for me, and I think this is my greatest contribution to any part of this formula, is in getting clear.
Mm.
I think that step three in the Attractor Factor five-step formula is the one almost nobody else really talks about. They talk about setting goals and the power of intention and you got to feel what you want and this, that, and the other. They got pieces of it. But it isn't until we get clear of our own limitations, our own beliefs, our own self-sabotage, our own attracting magnet that's pulling in what we don't want. As soon as we correct all of that, as soon as we get clear of all that, then you're almost instantaneously pulling in the things you prefer. So getting clear is the big missing step, and that's where I love the whole tapping stuff in your work and EFT, because that's one of the most profound tools for getting clear. It's just that most people don't know about it, and even if they know about it, as you pointed out, sometimes they read the book, but they don't do the steps.
Right.
And so what can you expect? You know, you have to do something here.
Right. Let's go back and tell them about step one and two before we get more into step three, getting clear. So step one, tell our audience what you say so clearly in the book.
Yeah, I say step one is to know what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think that's a little odd place to begin, but I think you have to begin there in order to go through the rest of the steps. The vast majority of the world is simply stuck on step one. They know what they don't want. They don't want their job. They don't want their spouse. They don't want the fat they're carrying around. They don't want to be broke. They don't want, you know, backaches, a long list of things.
Right.
But they're stuck there, and that's all they focus on. And a basic rule in psychology is you get more of whatever you focus on.
Right. We're back to the magnet works.
The magnet absolutely works. It's just most of us are doing it unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
So step one is to know what you don't want. It's a useful thing because it can springboard into step two, choose what you do want.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about the power of intention. Now, I am a giant believer in the power of intention. I have seen such miracles happen from declaring what you would like to experience in your life. I remember turning on Oprah one day, and I don't even watch her that much, but there was her standing there saying, intention rules the earth.
Right, right.
Wow, there it is. That was a message for me, which I'm broadcasting through your listeners for everybody to share and grasp.
Mm-hmm.
When you set an intention, not only do you give your brain a target, but somehow you're sending a signal through yourself to all that is, which you can call the universe or life or the energy of everything. And that signal is going out to kind of rearrange the universe to pull you in the direction of getting what you want and to pull towards you the thing you say you want. This is all coming from being clear about what you want, which is step two. Just knowing what you want with very strong clarity will begin the process of bringing it to you.
Isn't that interesting? I think so many people, as you say, are stuck on step one where even when you ask them what's going on, but I don't want to be here. I know you don't. What would you like? No, you don't understand. I don't want to be here.
Right.
And part of it is habit. Part of it, you know, you go on the bus or the subway or eavesdrop in conversations, and it's all people are talking about. I don't like this. I wish this. I hate my body. I hate my friends. I hate, you know, they're very focused on.
Oh, boy. It is the water cooler talk. It is the talk of all the lunch conversations. It
really
is the talk at the bars when people go to them afterwards, the social club. And unfortunately, they're not aware. I mean, they're very innocent about this, and we've all been there, myself included.
Yes.
And I still revisit it. I mean, you can still catch me from time to time complaining about something and completely forgetting I wrote the entire book on how to change it, you know, just going unconscious for a moment.
Right.
So we all do it. It's a matter of waking up to the reality that, okay, that's the first step. The second step is to change it. What do you prefer? What would you like to have happen? What would you like to experience? Then, of course, the third step, which I've already briefly touched on, is getting clear, which I think is the big missing step. And this is this whole aspect of being in integrity within yourself for the things that you say that you want.
Because no limiting beliefs there that say, yes,
no,
but. I call them the yes, buts.
All the buts have to be gone.
Right.
All the buts have to be gone. That's what you want to tap away. That's what you want to dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
So that all parts of you are nodding and saying, yeah, we all want that new car, or we all want that new body, or we all want that spouse, whatever it happens to be, the house, the money, you name it. Fill in the blank. Step four is another important step that I don't hear too many people talking about, and that is to feel what it would be like to already have your intention right now.
All right.
I call it Nevelize Your Goal, based after the author, Neville Goddard.
Mm-hmm.
And Neville was a big proponent in the 50s, 60s, and 70s of telling people to feel the thing that you want as if you already have it.
Right.
Because that is a powerful, magical tool that tells the universe to bring it to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of this sounds kind of woo-woo and metaphysical and maybe just zany to people or bonkers to other people. But, you know, even in my work as a hypnotist and all the work that I've done with the mind and body connection and visualization, the missing aspect to all of this is feeling as well as visualizing.
Right.
Most of us, your listeners, have heard that, you know, if you visualize something, you can help make it come about. And I have found that you can upgrade that and turbocharge it. So if you visualize what you want right now as if it's already complete and you are already living it, as if it's almost a hallucination, it is so real in your experience in this moment, then you've accelerated the process to actually make it happen.
Perfect.
The last step, and this is often the toughest for all of us, and that is let go. I have found that you can have whatever you want in life as long as you don't need to have whatever you want in life.
As long as you don't have that urgency.
It's that addiction, it's that attachment, it's that dependency on it that actually pushes it away.
Hmm.
That addiction and that attachment are actually messages that say that a part of you don't want it because you're desperate for it.
Right.
A feeling of desperation just brings more desperation.
Right.
You want to be in a place of detached, neutral happiness so that you can say, you know, it would be really wonderful if I had that new house or if I had that $5,000 a month increase or I had those new clients or I had that new car. But I won't die if I don't get it.
Right. Somehow loosening up the urgency is so important. Well, we're going to break now, but we'll come back, everyone, to speak with Joe Vitale and continue the discussion about his wonderful book, The Attractor Factor, which I highly recommend. So we'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
We all want to improve the environment, but not all of us are willing to make radical changes in our lifestyle to help. If you're one of the millions of people who want to change the world without changing your life, tune in to Voice America Health and Wellness every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time for The Lazy Environmentalist with Josh Dorfman. The Lazy Environmentalist is about easily and effortlessly greening our modern lifestyles without ever sacrificing style. Host Josh Dorfman will bring together designers, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are rapidly making the modern green lifestyle a reality. So help your world and help yourself by listening to The Lazy Environmentalist with Josh Dorfman every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough.
Did you know your child's asthma attacks can be triggered by things like shower curtains, a blanket, even a teddy bear?
I feel like I'm choking.
And there are many other things in your home and your child's classroom you may not know about. For the latest information, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Help prevent your child's asthma attacks and avoid the emergency room. Call toll-free 1-866-NOAH-TAX. That's 1-866-662-8822. Or visit www.noatax.org.
I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to another segment of Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. You're welcome to visit me at www.carollook.com for upcoming teleclasses and live classes and my ebook and paperback, Attracting Abundance with EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. I'm here today with my friend and colleague, Dr. Joe, Mr. Fire Vitale, the author of the bestseller, The Attractor Factor. And welcome back, Joe.
Oh, great to be here. I'm enjoying this.
Good. And we were talking about the five steps that you have written out that are so easy to follow, what you call a spiritual formula for success that never fails.
Yeah.
And I thought we'd go back to tell our listeners a little bit more about the power of intention and to just encourage them a little bit more to set their intention every day and declare what they want in a way that is successful. Because I think people do it in lukewarm ways, or they've been taught a way that's not very powerful, and yours seems clear as a bell to me. So if you could
speak
a little bit more about that, maybe.
Yeah, it's useful to talk about this because most people think of intentions as goals or the once-a-year resolutions that they make and then, of course, never keep. What I'm referring to is the practice of stating what you would like to have happen as many times during the day as possible. For example, before you and I began this phone call, I was very excited about it because I'm a fan of your work, and I have your tapes and your book, and I know your website, and I know your work, I know your reputation, so I was very excited about this, and I couldn't wait to do it, was very flattered and honored that I was going to be a guest. And I stated an intention that I wanted to give an informative and inspiring interview, and I wanted to have fun, and I wanted you and your listeners to have fun. So to the best of my ability, I was stating an intention for a one-hour period.
Okay.
So I wasn't stating an intention for my entire day, though when I woke up this morning, I did take a moment to reflect on, okay, how do I want this day to be for me? So I was stating an intention for that. A little later, when I go and work out in my gym, I'll be stating an intention for what I want to experience there and what kind of results that I want to get. So what I'm trying to demonstrate here is that you can state an intention for virtually anything that you're about to do. You're about to make a phone call. How do you want that phone call to be? How do you want it to go? You're about to go for a drive. What would you like that experience to be? You're about to meet with a new client, or you're about to go to sleep, or you're about to have dinner. Whatever it might be, you can state intentions for all of this. Now, let me be clear that when you state an intention is a very concretely clear statement of the outcome you want to experience.
Okay.
Now, this has to be very clear so that if I or you or somebody else heard the intention, we would immediately understand what you want.
Good.
A bad intention is when somebody says, I want a new car. Well, that's too vague. A new car could be a 15-year-old beat-up car
right.
that shows up in your driveway. It doesn't even work, but it's a new car to you.
Oops.
Yeah, so you want to
get your language straight.
Yeah, you want to have your language. You know, I'm an author, a writing guy, so I'm very much acutely aware of words.
Yes.
And you want to be aware of this yourself when you're stating your intentions. It's a little bit like if you went to Sears or you went to JCPenney or you went to whatever your favorite department store is, and you walked up to the counter and said, I want a coat. Well, they have all kinds of coats.
Right.
You want a long coat, a short coat, a thick coat, a winter coat, a fall coat, a sport coat, a dress coat, a casual coat, what color coat, what size of coat. So you have to be very clear about what you want to the best of your ability. So when you walk up to the counter, you can say, I want a size, large, dark, you know, whatever it happens to be, sports coat.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with the car. I want a BMW. I want a BMW X Z8. you know, a 2005 model, and I want it paid for completely, or whatever it happens to be. The intention is most powerful when you are the most clear about it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a license plate holder on one of my first cars that I actually manifested, my first BMW Z3, and the license plate holder says, I am the power of intention.
Wonderful.
And it's a reminder to me as I walk up to my car that, I'm the power of intention. What do I want to intend? And, of course, it's a conversation starter for anybody who looks at it and says, what does that mean?
Right, perfect.
So the whole concept here is to state your intentions with clarity as often as you think of it throughout the day, not once a week, not once a month, not once a year, as many times as possible.
And that, in fact, makes you the kind of magnet you want to be. We're all magnets,
yes.
But, again, sometimes I use the analogy with people. I say, if you get in your car and you want to drive somewhere, that's not very clear. But if you say the south side of Chicago, then you at least can, you know, get a map, a road map, and get there. So if someone is too vague, as you say, or they just say, you know, give me an apartment, they could get something anywhere, but not what they really want.
Yeah, I have an example in the book, The Attractor Factor, where I say something to the effect that if you go to a restaurant and you order chicken noodle soup, and after the waiter takes down your order, you're very clear about it, and they start to walk away, and you say, wait a minute, no, I don't want that, I want wonton soup.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back, they change the order, and as they're walking away, you go, no, wait a minute, I want to have the egg drop soup of some
right.
sort. Well, you're not going to get your lunch, you're not going to get the soup you want, because your intention is not clear. You want to state a clear intention and then stick to it so that the universe or whatever it is, whatever that power is that's picking up the signal, says, oh, they want the chicken noodle soup. Let's bring it to them right now.
Right.
Or they want the jacket, or they want the coat, or the car.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think gets in the way of people being clear? Like, what do you see most often when people can't seem to make up their mind or don't really know what they want?
Fear.
Fear.
Fear. Because I have found in all my dealings with people, and I have found in conversations with a lot of consultants that work as healers with people, that we all know what we want, but we don't all admit it to ourselves.
Okay.
And we don't admit it to ourselves because as soon as we do, we have to take responsibility for why we don't have it yet. And it is so much easier to say, I don't know what I want. That's why you don't have what you want, because I don't know what I want. You're saying this, and it is actually what's being created for you. In a way, that's your intention. So I have found that getting past the fear, admitting to yourself that, yes, I really want to be a best-selling author, or, yes, I really want to live in a house on the beach in Maui, or, yes, I really want to marry this particular type of person, whatever it happens to be, as soon as you admit it, you can then start to manifest it. You can start to go towards it. But while you're in that frame of mind that says, you know what, that's my sneaking desire, but I know it's not going to happen, well, you're not clear, and, of course, it's not going to happen.
You've just introduced doubt, or you're covered in doubt.
Yes.
The subject is...
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And so that's where the getting clear statement comes in, or the getting clear step comes in, because you want to remove that doubt, that fear, all of those limiting beliefs, because I don't know what our limits are in the world. You know, I used to say even the sky's the limit. I don't think the sky's even the limit. I don't know if there are any limits. So whenever anybody tells me that they want to do something, and I don't care how colossal of a dream it is, I'm not going to talk them out of it because I don't know what the limits are.
Right.
I'm the grand encourager when it comes to these things. When people tell me that they want a particular income or they want to have some sort of mega success or they want to attract some sort of off-the-scale amount of money, I say, it's possible. Let's see what we can do to make it happen.
Clear the blocks.
I don't know what the limits are.
Mm-hmm. Let's just go over quickly the steps again for everyone. Number one is figure out what you don't want, and which means you need to look at your focus because we all tend to focus on what's making us unhappy. Turn it into a want. Activate your mind. Get clear is step number three. Number four is get into that feeling state. Assume the feeling, I think is your quote, assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled.
Yes.
And then number five is let go and take inspired action.
Yeah.
And five steps, that's it. And you have so much supporting material and stories in the book. and just it's so much in there. It's so, as I said originally, it's so generous that I think if someone reads the book and is paying attention, that in itself, I think, can change someone's energy.
Well, I believe so. There seems to be an energy charge to the book itself, a vibe that just happened as a result of it being written that's affecting people. I had a guy who came here, I guess it's been a month or so at this point, but he was changing the water filter system on our reverse osmosis in the house, and he told me he had read my book, which is very flattering. I didn't even know he had bought it, but he read my book, and then he started to really share with me that he wasn't getting the results he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listened to him for a while because he was basically stuck on step one. He was telling me, I don't like my job, I don't like my family, I don't like, you know. So I listened, I heard him out. It's a type of venting. It's a clearing in itself to just express all this.
Right.
And then I asked him, I said, well, have you done the actual steps in the book? And he said, no. He said, but I've read it. And I said, well, I think you have to go and do the steps. And I reminded him, I said, what you just did was all step one. All you've told me is what you don't want. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do want? And so I was walking him verbally into step two. He started to tell me what he did want, some of the things he wanted to happen in his life. And I noticed his eyes brightened. Mm-hmm. His smile came on his face. His facial expression relaxed a little bit. He was changing right there in front of me. And then he told me that he was going to go back and reread the book, and he was going to actually do the exercises. Well, I saw him 2 weeks after that when he came over to replace something else. And he was smiling, he was upbeat, and when I asked him how he was doing, he said, oh, fantastic. And he said, one of the things I wanted, I put on my list, is I wanted a guitar. I've always wanted a guitar of my own. He said, well, my family gave me one for my birthday last week.
Wow.
And he was like this giddy little kid where some people might want, you know, Donald Trump type of an income. He just wanted a guitar.
Mm.
And for him, it was such a big deal to finally work the steps and focus on something that was believable and doable and possible for him. And
Boy.
Son of a gun, he got it.
And that's worth $1 million when you see someone's face like that, when you see them shift.
Yeah.
And it's so gratifying. You just tweaked him a little bit.
Right.
You did. You didn't take a four-day seminar. You led him, as you said, through to step two. And then, bingo, he gets it. And now he has the experience in his life.
Yes, and he can go on to the bigger things, because for him, he had to start with something very small. I mean, relatively speaking, a guitar is relatively small. So he had to start with something small, but from there, he can go on to the better house or the better job or whatever it is that seems bigger to him.
Right.
So he was building up his belief muscle, so to speak.
Exactly.
After you've done this enough times, then you start doing, you know, what you might have previously thought was impossible.
It's way too big.
Because it's like, well, if anything's possible, I'm going to go for this,
right,
whatever that means for you. And son of a gun, it's possible.
It's possible and probable. All right, everyone, I'm speaking with Joe Vitale. Please visit his website, www.mrfire.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes to continue talking and helping you attract what you want. The book is The Attractor Factor. Please buy it. I highly recommend it. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com. Tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Sex on a Wednesday Afternoon with Sierra Gunn. Sex on a Wednesday Afternoon is an entertaining and enlightening look at sex, its joys, and its many challenges. With its focus on the causes and effects of sexual dysfunction, Sex on a Wednesday Afternoon explores such related topics as infertility, menopause, sexual enhancement drugs, and their natural alternatives. Listeners are invited to call in and ask questions, relate their experiences, and give their opinions to the host, her guests, and to the medical doctors co-hosting the show. With tens of millions of people worldwide affected by loss of libido, and with 30 million adult American men suffering from some form of erectile dysfunction, this show offers important information and, most of all, hope. It is the aspiration of this program to assist men and women with definitive sexual challenges in their search for empathy, peace of mind, and possible solutions to their problems. So tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Sex on a Wednesday Afternoon with Sierra Gunn on Your Health, Your Life, Your Network, Voice America Health and Wellness.
When you combine energy secrets from ancient China and the latest breakthroughs in medicinal science, you get Power Healing with Dr. Shaw. Heard every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Each week, Dr. Shaw will bring you another step closer to the expanding world of body space medicine. You will quickly learn and appreciate how power healing is a perfect alternative to hospitals and expensive drugs. Take a step beyond modern medicine every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time with Dr. Shaw on Power Healing, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Have a question or comment? Call the show right now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. And to remind you, when you have this much fun, you start changing the magnet inside of you and you start to attract more. I'm here with Joe Vitale of MrFire.com. Please check out his website, and we're talking about his wonderful best-selling book, The Attractor Factor. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you. Glad to
laugh. Good. And I thought we'd tell our listeners a few more examples maybe of people that you've seen using this formula and being surprised and grateful, but certainly landing where they wanted to land because of this formula.
Yeah, there are so many stories. There's quite a few of them in the book itself, in the beginning of The Attractor Factor. I also have a website up called attractanewcar.com, www.attractanewcar, and there's a lot of stories there. I hear from people almost every day with one story or another. Just a couple weeks ago, there was a woman who had been diagnosed with cancer, which, of course, is a biggie and can be a very big downer for a lot of people when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yet at the same time, a lot of other people say that experience ended up being the greatest gift they had ever received.
Right.
Which is mind-blowing, but they found a way to be grateful for it. And this one person who had been diagnosed with cancer was reading The Attractor Factor. It had been given to her. She used the five steps in the book. She used them on this experience of having cancer. She went back to the doctor who was scheduling surgery for her, and the doctor could not find her cancer.
Mm.
It was gone.
Oh,
now,
boy.
I got to admit, as the author, when I hear stories that big,
right.
It blows my mind. I'm going, wow, I didn't know it was that powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I say that semi-jokingly because I know it's powerful, but at the same time, these people are taking on the biggies and winning by using the five steps. Then there's this woman who, early on, she was one of the first to buy the Attractor Factor, and she was really desperate for money, single mom, had kids. She was like $13,000 in debt. Needed to pay a lot of things off right away. She sat down. She went through the five steps. She really got into an experience of feeling grateful for what she already had, which is a big one, because the more you can feel grateful for what you do have, the more you can get things that will be further causes for you to continue being grateful.
Mm-hmm.
So she got into that experience, and then the very next day, the very next morning, and I know this to be true because she called me up after it happened, and she was breathless and so excited and so mentally fried she can barely speak. But she had gotten a call the next morning from the child welfare department who asked her if she was sitting down. And she said no. And they said, well, sit down. So she did. apparently her ex-husband owed her around $50,000, but he had been gone for 10 or 12 years. The child welfare people could not find him, even though they repeatedly had been trying. Well, after she had done her attractor factor exercise, that night he voluntarily called up the child support office and said, look, I owe my ex-wife money. I want to make good on it. I have $50,000 I can send her. I can send her about $14,000 of it right now.
Oh, my God.
She got the call the next morning. Now, she was fried. I mean, this woman was so... She wanted the money, and she, of course, didn't know how it would come to her. And, yes, she did know that her ex-husband owed money, but he was gone. He was a lost cause. There was no way to count on him. He showed up. He paid the money. And she showed me the $50,000 check later when she got the full amount. And a copy of it is on the website, is at attractanewcar.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this is another example of, once you're really clear about it, heaven and earth seems to move in the most unpredictable ways to make the most seemingly impossible things happen.
It is miraculous, and when you talk about miracles, people, sometimes their eyes glaze over, but
yeah.
The stories, I mean, you have a quote in the book about gratitude, once you feel grateful, you are in an energy that can create miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And I underlined it three times and, you know, wrote it down, it's like, yes, that's 100% true. You do have to experience it maybe once or twice before you finally believe it, because it's such a big statement.
Yeah.
It's such a, you know, it's giving us responsibility and saying, you can really change your life here if you do A, B, and C, and people do A, and they forget to do B, and they've lost their way between B and C.
Yeah.
So,
Well, you know, I would say that this whole experience of gratitude is one of the most powerful attractor engagers that you can think of.
Yes.
Because right now, for myself, for you, for the people listening, we're living like kings and queens compared to people in past centuries and past countries and other areas. I don't care if a person's listening and they don't even have a TV, they might have a small fridge, they're in an efficiency, maybe they have a car, maybe they don't, maybe they have a job, maybe they don't. Even in that kind of a situation, they're probably living better than people who are starving and dying in third world countries.
Exactly.
They're probably even living better than kings and queens of foreign lands from 100 to 500 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of painting this perspective to say, look around at what you have, and even if a part of you is saying, I want more, I want more, I want more, this isn't enough, I don't like what I have, if you can get into the feeling of, you know what, I'm really grateful to have a roof over my head.
Right.
I'm really grateful to be able to listen to an inspiring phone call with Carol Look right now, on whether they're listening on the phone or on the computer or how they're listening to this thing,
mm-hmm.
over the Internet, I guess,
mm-hmm.
to be grateful for that. Once they sincerely, truly get into that authentic spirit of gratitude, they are in this place that attracts more miracles.
Right.
That one mental experience alone, where you start by just looking around and saying, I'm grateful for this phone, I'm grateful for this computer screen, I'm grateful for the Internet, I'm grateful to be alive, I'm grateful to have a roof over my head, and really start to feel, you know what, I am grateful. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
smokes. I've got so much more than other people. You are now in a bodily felt experience of gratitude.
Right.
And then from there, if you can start to play with possibilities like, I'd really like to have this extra income, or I'd really like to have this relationship, or I'd really like to have this new car. Because you're in this spirit of gratitude, you're in this pure magnifying space that will attract the very thing that you are now intending.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of given you even a shorter version of the five steps, just
right.
by focusing on gratitude and what you want.
Right.
And there's a squirrel outside my window on a tree limb. I'm on the second floor. He's looking at me, making eye contact. And I think he's saying, yeah, that's right, Joe. You keep telling them.
He's talking to you. And I would say the people that come to me who have the hardest time with that are people who are in physical pain or who literally they can't pay the bills today.
Mm.
And that's a harder leap for them. And I say, well, start with what doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the paramedics have been trained now to go into a car accident scene, and they can see what part of the body's been hurt, and they focus on the other and say, tell me about your left arm. Oh, it's fine. Tell me about your left leg. Oh, it feels good. Tell me about your left toes. And it gets the person's focus over to what is still working and not in pain. But I know it's a real leap. It's a real challenge for people. But sometimes I say, say your gratitude list, or I do a gratitude walk with people and say, I am so happy I have both arms. I can breathe today. I can talk today. There's so much that you can start with if you don't feel terribly grateful for your house or your family or something else. Start with the real basics. I'm grateful that I have blood coming through my veins, you know.
Yes.
I've got the spirit in me, or else I'd be gone.
That's beautiful. I didn't know that they were doing that. But it really goes back to that fundamental principle that you get more of whatever you focus on.
Yes.
If you can start focusing on whatever is well-being for you in this moment, you can start getting more of it. It's not just a distraction principle. It's the attractor factor at work. So as soon as you start to focus on, okay, I do need to pay these bills, but at the same time, you know, I do have lunch money, or I did eat this morning, or whatever it happens to be, if you can get into that authentic, yeah, I'm okay. Yes, I am grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything really is all right, which is a big one. I mean, all really is well right now. You might have bills to pay, but you're not going to die if you don't pay them.
Right.
I guess it's worth mentioning real quick that I listened to this 70-some-year-old famous businessman fairly recently. He's a multimillionaire. He's done a lot of different businesses. And he said one of the biggest things that he found out early on that really fortified him is that when you fail, nothing bad happens to you.
Mm.
He said that you don't die. I mean, you may go bankrupt. You may have these problems. You may have some things to learn from. He said, but he had failed many times, and he found that nothing bad happened to him. And when he realized that, it made it easier for him to keep going forward until he started hitting the home runs that made the profit that he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I'm trying to remind people that, you know what, right now, you're okay. All is well.
Right. And that word authentic is very important. I think if the listeners could remember that, we're not asking you to put anything on your gratitude list that you think you should put there. You don't have to put anything on there that's not real in this moment. Now, tomorrow, your list, when I look at my gratitude list, sometimes they're completely different.
Mm.
I say, oh, I was in an interesting mood that night, you know, but be authentic. So if you're not even grateful for your kids that day, then don't put them on the list. If you're not grateful for your spouse, leave the spouse off the list. But say, that is a beautiful tree outside the window.
Yes.
That is, I have electricity. They haven't turned my electricity. I'm doing fine just right now. I'm comfortable. Just say physically, I'm comfortable in this chair. Like break it down into smaller and smaller pieces.
Beautiful. I love the way that you just described that. Yes, we don't want any lying to yourself to be done here. We're not talking about trying to camouflage what you really are upset about or what you really don't appreciate. What we're talking about is focusing on what you genuinely do love, and you might be just overlooking it or taking it for granted because it's so obvious.
Right.
So I love what you just pointed out.
Good.
Great.
All right, everyone. We're going to our last break, and the book is The Attractor Factor by Joe Vitale. If you don't have it, you're really missing out. I highly recommend it. And check out Joe's website, www.mrfire.com. We'll be right back.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Deer. You're in the road again.
Oh, Ranger, I saw headlights and...
I understand.
Hey, so you're working late, huh?
Yeah, Smokey and I were up thinking of ways to remind people to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you come up with?
Well, we're going to make some radio commercials featuring a ranger and talking animals.
A little sophomoric, don't you think?
Yeah, so?
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service's State Forester, and the Ag Council.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now at 1-866-369-3742. Now back to another segment of Attracting Abundance. Here's Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. Please visit me at carollook.com and visit my guest, Joe Vitale, at mrfire.com. We're talking about his wonderful book, The Attractor Factor, and The Five Steps to Success, a spiritual formula for success that never fails. I keep repeating that, Joe, because I want people to get that sentence into their mind. But I thought we'd go back to step number five, which is let go as you take inspired action, because this step sometimes confuses people, and I thought maybe you could give us some examples or help us out a little.
Well, that's a good one for us to go back to, because letting go while taking inspired action does not mean that you state your intention and you get clear and you feel what it would be like to already have everything, and then you just sit and wait for the phone to ring.
Right.
A lot of people think that's the process, that you don't have to do anything.
Hmm.
And I admit that sometimes you don't have to do anything. Sometimes the doorbell rings or the phone rings or you get an email and it's the life-changing thing that you were waiting for.
Right.
Sometimes that happens. More often than not, you have to take what I call inspired action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the action that is nudged from within you. In other words, if you've gone through the other four steps and you know what your intention is, you're very clear about it, and you've gotten clear, so there's nothing within you but blocking this from happening, and you're feeling what it would be like to already have it right now, then you want to be in this state of detachment, which is the whole letting go. You're not addicted to this working out. You don't need it to work out. It's not a life or death experience for you in order to have what you want. So out of all of this, you'll probably get a nudge from within to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be to visit a particular website, to read a particular book, to attend a particular seminar, to go and visit a particular city or a person, or
mm-hmm.
to contact somebody you haven't contacted in a long time, or to answer a particular want ad, or to pick up a newspaper you've never picked up before. Out of this prompt from your intuitive self, you'll be directed to the steps that'll help you get the very thing that you say you want, your intention.
Right.
And the reason this is working is that most of us try to wrestle the world down to do our bidding.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming from our ego, and our ego doesn't see the big picture. Our intuitive selves, that part of us that's connected to all that is, that's connected to the energy of life, that's connected to the energy that's in Carol and in Joe and in every listener, that's the energy that knows what your intention is and knows how to bring it to you.
Mm.
So it may send a nudge to you to do something you've never done before. And your ego may say, that's out of my comfort zone. I couldn't call Carol Look, or I couldn't go attend a Joe Vitale seminar, or I couldn't sign up for his mentoring program, or whatever it happens to be. Well,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to stop, get clear so that you're past your fears, because the deal with step five is don't be attached to the outcome, but act on your intuitive impulses. That's what I call inspired action. It's very different from ego-directed action, which says, oh, you can only achieve this result by doing it this way.
Right.
Well, that's not how life works. You can be surprised by things working out in very different ways than you ever imagined before. So let go while taking inspired action.
Sometimes I tell people if they want to see a good example of this, look, go to your gym on January 2nd and see how many people are there in brand new sneakers and they're all excited and they've hired a trainer. And by January 15th, 90% of them are gone.
Yeah.
Because that was motivated, pushing it. I've got to get rid of this fat. And they weren't inspired. They're not letting go. They're upset that in 2 weeks they didn't have a transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that ego part you're talking about. And so they drop it. But
yeah.
The inspired action says, I can keep going. At least I feel good going. I don't have to see a miracle in 2 weeks. And
mm-hmm.
But it's very, very clear in gyms across the country that on January 2nd.
It's interesting that you bring that example up because I was a guy who struggled with obesity all of my life. I'm 51 now. After learning the attractor factor and using it on virtually every aspect of my life but that one, a year and a half ago I finally focused on weight loss using my very principles for it. Now, of course, I know from the outside, from the ego-driven world, all the things that you can do to abuse your body and try to get it in shape. And,
right.
Of course, I had tried most of those and they weren't working. So I had to come from, let me work all the steps, let me intend how I want my body to be, let me work out what it would feel like, let me get clear of everything that's in the way of it happening, then let me let go and take inspired action. And I was led to do a few things, like one of them was I joined this Mental Toughness Institute for Weight Control.
Hmm.
Never heard of them before. But the day after I set my intention, I got an email from these people, which I had never heard of before. And I looked at that email and I said, oh, come on, this has to be connected to my intention. This is just too weird.
Right.
So
you can't make it up this well.
I mean, this is just too, the timing, the synchronicity, it was just too right on for me to dismiss it. So I signed up, and of course, at this point, it's a year and a half later, I've lost 80 pounds.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
I have been in 4 fitness contests. I have hired personal trainers.
No.
I have worked out with a famous bodybuilder, a guy who worked out with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they're still buddies today.
Oh my God.
I built my own gym in the back of my property that has more in it than most health clubs.
Oh my
I put
God.
Up my own website for my weight loss. It's at Gladiator Gym, G-Y-M, gladiatorgym.com, that people can go see my before and after pictures. And the point of all of this is just triggered by your example. A lot of people, January 1st, set resolutions,
mm-hmm.
ego says this is how to do it. 2 weeks later, you're done.
Right.
You're not in it anymore. But yet if you come from, let me state what I really want for my intention, let me get clear, let me feel what it would be like, let me do all of my 5 steps, let me be in a state of let go, and let me take inspired action,
mm-hmm.
I'm led to do things I have never done before in my life, and now I am where I wanted to be.
Yes.
I'm not completely. I used to be the Buddha of the internet. Now I'm the Charles Atlas of the internet.
What a shift! We have just very few minutes. We have a caller on hold that I just saw. I wanted to just say a sentence that you've got in your book that is so powerful and has been for me. Thank you, universe, for all the blessings I have in my life and all the blessings I am receiving. If people listening get nothing out of this except for buying the book and using that sentence, that would get you somewhere, then go back to the steps. But we have Gary on hold, and let's see if he can be really brief and ask Joe a question. Gary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Gary. Welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Do you have a quick question for Joe?
Well, unfortunately, I had 2, and it was kind of on hold for a while, so I may not get there. You may not get to both of them.
Okay.
Just see if I can cover them quick. The one step on intention, and I'll use a very good example here. In some cases, I don't know, but don't care, what exactly. For example, I need to replace my car, but I don't care if it's a Toyota, a Chevrolet. I don't care if it's green or blue or what model or whatever else. And that's one question is, what do you do when you don't have a clear idea of what intention you want to pin down? The other area, and again, I don't have time for both, but I'm wondering what to do in a situation where I have an extremely, extremely negative person in my life, and actually in the person of my youngest daughter's mother. And she just opposes anything and everything that I try to do, not only for my daughter, but it affects other areas of my life, and it is affecting my life. So what do you do when you have a person like that in your life that just is going to be there? You can't eliminate, and they're not going to change.
Mm-hmm. We have 2 minutes to the entire close, so why don't Joe just address briefly, how about the negative person one?
Let me do both. The car one is, first of all, you do want some elements of that car. You want it to run. You want it to be safe. You want it to be dependable. You want it to be reliable. You might want it to be able to hold either you and somebody else. Maybe not. Maybe you want it to hold four or five people. There are elements of that car that you want. Otherwise, we can park a wreck in your car that doesn't run at all, and you can say, oh, I got a new car, but it doesn't fit what you were looking for. So you may not know the model, but you do know elements of what you want. Focus on those elements. Paint the picture the best you can. As for the negative person in your life, that negative person is a mirror of something within you. They are voicing your own negativity. And this is a big one to grasp, and you'll probably be saying that damn Joe for the rest of the day. But the reality of it is you attracted that person into your life. You have to look within yourself and say, okay, how does that person match my own beliefs about life? Because that person is voicing the negative aspect of yourself. As soon as you can be clear within yourself, maybe using the tapping method, maybe something else, I'm not sure what you're going to use, but as soon as you use a clearing method, that person is either going to change or leave, or you won't be upset about their negativity anymore. You'll laugh it off, and you'll be neutral about it and say, well, isn't that interesting that she or he is always like that?
Excellent. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, thank you very much. I bet so. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone, we're just about to wrap up. Joe, I'm very grateful that you were willing to do this interview. I've had a good time. I feel better.
I had a great time, too. It's always fun to talk to you, Carol. Thank you for inviting me.
An hour of spending an hour of time or a half an hour of time with someone who uplifts you, that's worth $1 million, too. And I think people are always wanting this miraculous, you know, get the $1 million check in the door today. Well, how about 20 minutes with someone who's got a good sense of humor?
That's worth it.
So, everyone, please buy his book, Joe Vitale. The book is Attractor Factor, and his website is MrFire.com. And you can also check me out on CarolLook.com with my free newsletter on abundance and other products. But again, Joe, I'm so grateful that you were able to do this, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with our listeners today.
Thank you. I'm grateful too, Carol. Everybody have a great day. Godspeed.
Okay. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Be sure to come back next Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for another hour of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.